Welcome to the MDS Podcast, the official podcast of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society. I'm your host, Divyani Gar, from All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Delhi, India. I'm very happy to welcome with us today Professor Davide Martino, Professor of Neurology at the University of Calgary. And with him, we will be discussing what has happened at the exciting first day of the MDS Congress happening here at Honolulu, Hawaii. That is on October 5th, 2025. Welcome to the podcast, Professor Martino.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Liviani. I mean, this is a great pleasure to be here. And what a day was it yesterday, the opening day of the Honolulu Conference of the MDS. Yeah, as expected, the first day is dedicated to the traditional therapeutic plenary sessions on movement disorders broadly. And as always, we had four very intensive sessions that touched on the key topics on therapeutics of Parkinson's disease and hyperkinetic disorders. I would say that I was particularly pleased to witness how the conference has allocated important space to topics that are now really an integral part of our therapeutic interventions for Parkinson's disease. In particular, the first session was really focused on comprehensive care, and it really starred important presentations that moved from the broad concept of self-empowerment and broadly aspects that relate to lifestyle and diet, as well as also interventions that are more into the psychological aspects of Parkinson's, such as cognitive behavioral therapy, and how they all embed nicely into therapeutic intervention and plan, and how they can even lead to disease progression. And equally important was the attention given to exercise as an intervention, as an element of intervention, crucial to, also nicely linked to the self-empowerment concept that was presented in another talk. And once again, the importance of how exercise can contribute to disease progression and has a disease-modifying effect and contributes to neuroplasticity, restoration, modulates a number of motor and non-motor aspects of the disease, and most importantly, how we can learn how to prescribe exercise and the importance of having exercise experts in a multidisciplinary team working in Parkinson's disease. And of course, rehabilitation, which has immensely increased in the last period. We really, as neurologists, movement disorders neurologists, really need to know how to prescribe, when to prescribe. Patient selection is a crucial point. And also, we need to be able to understand the intensity, the dosing, the timing of the rehabilitation interventions, because these are so crucial to appraise the response and explain it to the patients. And so, again, in the spirit of complete multidisciplinarity, as Parkinson's disease treatment has inevitably become, we also had a more traditional pharmacological and device-aided and neuromodulation sessions focused on Parkinson's disease. Again, dividing it very nicely from recent advances in initial management, as well as a state of the art of how we appraise the complexity of key non-motor features in Parkinson's disease, and definitely the importance of motor and non-motor fluctuations, which are a major aspect component that we have to tackle every single day with our patients. There is definitely a gradual and progressive advancement of device-aided therapies in Parkinson's disease. This was also covered extensively and comprehensively from infusional therapies with levodopa, with phospholevodopa, for instance, and apomorphine. And of course, the really stunning advancement that deep brain stimulation surgery is offering more and more, and the gradual integration of the new generation ablative procedures such as focused ultrasound into the arsenal of broad therapeutics in Parkinson's disease. And finally, the last session was focused on the management of hyperkinetic disorders. So obviously, not all hyperkinetic disorders were part of this session, but it was tremor, myoclonus, and actually Huntington's disease as a condition. So there was much attention to both motor and non-motor features of this condition. Definitely all the other hyperkinetic disorders will be extensively covered in the next few days by parallel sessions or workshops. And again, it was a beautiful opportunity to really touch base on the state of the art of management of these very important hyperkinetic conditions. And it was really, they were all pleasant lectures that we heard. And finally, the last moment of the day was dedicated to the traditional welcome reception, which was a very particular one, and only because it was hosted so beautifully by representatives of the Hawaiian culture and community, but also because it was the 40th anniversary of the Movement Disorder Society, and this was recognized and remembered with a touching and inspiring videos from all the big masters and the co-founders and other huge figures of this society that have continued to inspire generations, starting from the original work of Stan Fan and David Marsden, who are the ideators of the Movement Disorders Journal, which led to the foundation of the society, or was almost contemporary. And obviously the opportunity to mingle and have fun with and see so many colleagues and reconnect with them in the welcome reception. It was really a great pleasure, and beautified by the fantastic weather here and the sunset light on the terrace. Definitely that really helps making this an unmissable event in our year, in our professional year. And in particular, this year has been particularly pleasant, I have to say, for all the above mentioned reasons.
Thank you so much, Dr. Martino, for an excellent summary of day one and all the wonderful insights that you've offered on day one of the therapeutic plenary sessions. And of course, the welcome ceremony was very special. It's always very inspiring and humbling, but it was particularly special last night. So thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you for having me.
The views and opinions expressed by the participants in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society or their affiliated journals, Movement Disorders and Movement Disorders Clinical Practice. Any disclosures of the participants can be found within the episode description located on the MDS website.